Retention may seem like the final step in orthodontics, but could it actually be where most problems begin? Hello, everyone. Fixed retainers are essential for maintaining long-term stability, yet they come with their own set of clinical challenges. In this episode, we'll explore the most common pitfalls and complications associated with fixed retention and discuss how to identify, prevent, and manage them effectively. When we speak about orthodontic stability, we often imagine that perfect alignment can somehow be frozen in time. But nature doesn't work like that. Arches shorten, widths decrease, and a little crowding creeps back. That's why fixed retention has become our safety net. This paper by Kusera and colleagues examines what happens when that safety net itself begins to fray. Fixed retainers are convenient, effective, and require no compliance, but they are far from trouble-free. Failures are common. Some occur early because of moisture contamination or technique errors. Others develop years later from fatigue, occlusal wear, or simple material aging. Material choice plays a big role. Multi-stranded wires are flexible but fragile. Monofilament wires are robust but allow more incisor drift. Fiber-reinforced composites and even ceramic retainers have not lived up to expectations. The new CAD/CAM nickel-titanium retainers may improve predictability, but they still need long-term data. Periodontal health is another concern. A retainer bonded too close to the gingiva will accumulate plaque and calculus, and over time this may lead to gingival recession. Careful positioning, smooth composite margins, and regular hygiene recalls are essential. Without them, even a well-made retainer becomes a risk factor. Then there are the unusual complications, the X and twist effects, unexpected tooth movements despite an intact retainer. These may arise from microactivation of the wire, occlusal forces, or wire distortion. Although rare, they can cause severe aesthetic and periodontal problems and often require retreatment. The authors also discuss possible systemic issues such as bisphenol A release from composites and nickel allergy. Fortunately, the clinical relevance appears minimal when proper materials and techniques are used. What then is the takeaway? Fixed retention works, but it is not a fire and forged solution. Failures are inevitable. What matters is early detection. Patients, orthodontists, dentists, and hygienists must all share responsibility for monitoring. In other words, lifelong retention demands lifelong care. The message is simple. Retention doesn't end when the braces come off. It begins there. Thanks for watching. I'm Dr. Martin Baxman. Let's bring science back to orthodontics.